Welcome back, everybody. I'm Brad.
I'm Jessica.
Today we're going to try raspberry lemonade from Crook and Marker. We've done probably five or six.
Yeah.
But Jessica likes lemonade, so this is the lemonade version.
I bought a box of the lemonade varieties.
Zero sugar, under lemon, 1 carb, yeah. 80 calories, 11.5 fluid ounces.
Yes, they're the lemonade varieties. Lemonade, classic, watermelon, blueberry, I think, and then raspberry.
4% ABV, 4% juice. Do you know how much it was?
It was on sale, I think, $13.99 for 8.
Okay.
I bought it at Target. Who knew Target had good booze?
Give me a little bit more.
Now, I believe that have we done the reviews for all of the lemon Trulies, the lemonade Trulies?
I don't know if we actually finished all those.
Well, I liked them all, pretty much.
I want to say we only did like two.
It's probably because I drank them. And that's okay. But anyway, so we're going to probably like these, being that we like
those,
and then we like lemon. So we're going to see how they do with lemonade.
It's got a hazy, light, pinkish color. I would say probably lemonade.
I can't see through it though. No, you can see the light, but I can't see anything through it.
I can see the light box. Oh. You can't see the light box?
No.
I can see the belt sticker.
Okay.
Smell. It's,
It has a berry scent.
It's berry. I was going to say it's kind of like a vodka, lemon, raspberry, but very low raspberry, like the alcohol and the lemonade come out the most.
Okay. I think it just smells like berry.
A little sweetness in there. Not bad. Taste.
That tastes like raspberry lemonade and not alcohol heavy. That's why I like these. Because I don't ever feel like they taste like alcohol.
I think it's too sugary.
Too sweet?
Yeah. Like, I do get a little alcohol in the aftertaste that, like, coats my mouth.
Okay. I do think it tastes sweet, but I think, like, this tastes like country time.
Cane sugar? Can I use cane sugar?
I feel like it tastes like a sugary lemonade, a berry sugary lemonade. Ruthie!
Stevia. Of course, the dogs have to start going crazy when we start this.
Your butt itches.
I don't know if it's just that stevia.
Yeah, stevia.
I probably need to get some and just take a spoonful. Because it's almost like it's over sugared without being over sugared. Does that make sense? Like, it's not going to make your teeth hurt, but it's sugary.
Oh.
And I think that cuts down on the flavors.
Mm-hmm.
I think it needs more raspberry.
Really? I like it.
Yeah.
I would drink another one, and
it's
I'm going to be able
tangy
to.
Lemonade to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that raspberry's not there.
Oh.
3.25 out of 5.
I'm going 4.
4?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Untapped. None of my friends have had it. 316 people have checked it in. 3.47 out of 5.
I like it. I think that I'm going to like this way better than the watermelon. But I don't know about the blueberry or the watermelon. I'm just saying.
I think there are other ones, the hard seltzers that don't have lemonade in them. I think those are a lot better than this.
That's okay.
Yep.
You don't have to like them all.
Yep. Never do.
You don't have to like any of them.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.